This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Ella D. Jimenez, last name Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z, first name Ella, E-L-L-A, middle initial D, date of birth is 12-18-23, no, date of birth is 1-24-45, date of visit is 12-18-23. This is a 77-year-old pleasant woman who's here with her son for routine follow-up visit. Period. She's requesting a refill on her Megase. Period. History of pressing illness. Patient was seen last month by Dr. Dave and ordered some labs. Period. Past medical history significant only for pseudomyxoma peritonei, which is a secondary disease. Primary probably thought to be from appendix. Period. She is the local oncologist is Dr. Den Jenkins. While she is being underwent a debulking surgery by Dr. Choi. She denies any problem today. A review of her medications shows that patient is taking Megase 40 milligrams a day and iron one tablet twice a day, daily. She did have a review of the lab show that patient had a CMP and iron studies done, ordered by Dr. Dave. The CMP was normal except for her BUN was 22 while creatinine was only 0.81. Her iron was normal at 76, although the iron binding was also low at 238, which really indicates anemia of chronic disease. She had a CBC. This was done on November the 17th. She also had a CBC done at Dr. Jenkins' office, which showed a hemoglobin of 8.5, hematocrit of 24.9. On exam today, patient weighed in at 113 pounds. That's a 4 pound increase. Since a month ago, blood pressure is 100 over 58, pulse 84 per minute, pulse ox 99%, temperature 97.2, BMI 21. She's right-handed, does not smoke, drink, or use any drugs. She is a thin-built woman, but she seems to be active and alert. Lungs I do hear some, a few ronchi bilaterally. Very faint though. Heart S1 and S2 regular sensitism. Extremities no edema. Labs were reviewed with son and patient. Assessment. Weight loss improving though. History of anemia. Period. History of pseudomyxoma peritonei. Plan. I did write a prescription for my Megase 40 milligram dispense 30 with one refill. She will continue her iron and Megase as she is, period. She was asking me about when she could drive, period. The son states that since May, when she underwent the surgery, she has not driven, period. She was using a cane to walk, and she says last Saturday she went out with her lady friends and did not need the cane. She is mainly keeping it for prevent a fall. I did tell her to drive with the son first, period. And if she's comfortable, she may drive to the local grocery store and so on. And if she's comfortable with that, then she can resume her usual driving. She will return to office in 2 months to see Dr. Dave for follow-up, period.